This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, you know it was a
day program for Monday. Wake up to another weekend of worry and fear, and not a way I would normally like, because Victoria Keelan and Kara Schilling are here. I love it when we put together, we pile on the good day, good news. Very difficult to do that this morning because of the realities of what happened early yesterday morning, the conversation that has taken place for the last 24 plus hours about who done what to whom, whose fault is it, what do we do? It's the same old conversation. There is nothing new about this except for numbers. That's it. Huge number of people. And the prejudice aimed at, if you think this is all about gays and lesbians and bisexuals and transgender people, there's probably an element here as we continue to grow. I think if there is I don't even want to call it a silver lining, Victoria, to this, it is an admission that people who are different are gaining traction, getting attention, albeit not always positive. But there are, I mean, look at the gay marriage issue in America. People understand that it's okay to do that. And other lifestyles that have been questionable, there are a lot of changes that are taking place in our society here and around the world. And a lot of people don't like it. People don't like change. People can't understand what is okay about being different. Never mind even the discussion of what happened, but the aftermath of what happened. You still see or feel or sense some of these pockets of stupidity, like why gay people can't give blood. Why, if the blood is going to go to somebody who's gay already, and you're worried about, I mean, this is who thinks this stuff through? What in the world would keep, there were people lined up at these blood banks yesterday to donate blood to help the people that were shot. This was a gay nightclub. There were 300 or 400 people in it, and they're all gay. So if you're going to help the people who are fighting for their lives, they need blood. What the hell difference does it make whether it comes from somebody who's gay or not gay?
See,
if the difference between living or not living is I'm going to get blood from a gay person, hello, who's got rocks in their head here?
If I was in the hospital and I had been injured and I was getting a blood transfusion from someone who had donated, I would hope that no matter who donated that blood, that it would have been tested for different things. That's what I don't get, is that the whole point of gay guys not being able to donate blood is because of the possibility of HIV in their blood. But it's not just a gay, you know, disease. Like, other people can have it.
Right.
So I would hope that, you know, whatever, and I've given blood numerous times. It's something that I do with my dad fairly often. And, you know, whenever you give blood, there's like the big bag that they collect most of it in, and then there's the little baggie, and that's connected to
it. Right.
And they'll test that for stuff. So I don't understand the point of this. Everything should be tested. So why?
I'm going to give blood today. I've decided I was going to give blood today.
Good.
I don't know whether
that's a good
use it, but I'm going
to
give
it's
blood.
It's a good thing to do. Somebody can use it. Even if these people can't use it, someone will use it. You should always donate blood.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I don't understand in this situation why it's still a regulation.
I think this is the most important conversation that we can have, because you can have some impact. Things can change as a result of this conversation. The other stuff, guns, mentally ill people, we've been talking about this for decades. I've been on the radio for a long, long time. I've been a radio talk person since 1974. I can't tell you how many times this discussion has come up over the years to the same end. Zero, nothing, nada, nothing, nothing, nothing changes.
The thing, though, is I feel like nobody's really having a discussion, as in taking in the merits of both sides. I feel like over the last few years...
What are both sides? Both sides of what?
Both sides, as in, I don't understand why we can't talk about gun control and mental health issues together and think of regulations
for both. We can talk about them.
Both.
Yeah, we can talk about them.
I feel like in so many situations, I feel like people are not necessarily talking and figuring out actual answers. I feel like people are yelling at each other, and it becomes extremely difficult when one person, you know, everyone takes it so personally. And so you've got, you're on this side, and you're on this side, and it becomes a two-sided issue instead of just... everyone looking and thinking, okay, there's a problem with both of these things. Let's work on it. And I feel like until people are willing to have a conversation and, you know, concede.
What brings us to that point?
I don't know. I mean, what else is going to happen? What else do we have to...
50 people are dead. Dozens of people are wounded. And what do we do about it? We talk about it. We'll calm people down for another day or two, and then we'll go on to the other stuff that's going on in the world, and we'll stop talking about it until the next time it happens.
Maybe it'll happen when we finally elect people who are willing to have a bipartisan conversation about it.
Not as long as we have the government that's bought and paid for by special interests, you're not going to have any changes at all. The law has to change. In order, the Supreme Court ruling on Citizens United, and then the subsequent one that was worse than that, that allows so much money to come into the system from these special interests, until that's changed, there will not be a fair hearing.
So who fixes that? Are we as the people?
You fix it. Victoria fixes it. I fix it. We demonstrate. We shut things down. We have protests where tens of thousands of people get into the streets. And you go to Washington, you shut down the government. That's the only way you're going to get any attention.
And so that's
the only way that things get fixed.
Even though I hate talking about this, and I'm so, I just feel physically exhausted talking about this stuff. But I feel
that's why I'm not going to talk about it.
But I feel like we have to talk about it to some extent if we're the ones who can change it. And maybe it'll take a long time for people to get out and protest, but... otherwise, we sit around complaining, and nothing is ever going to change.
We are complaining.
The thing that's most frustrating to me is, you know, I mean, we all know people who have guns, and we're all friends with people who are, you know, legally licensed gun carriers and or hunters or whatever. And I just don't understand, where are the people in the NRA who are normal, law-abiding citizens? Where is their outrage at this kind of stuff? That's the only thing that frustrates me, is why aren't they saying, look, there's some, but it's not loud enough. Where is the real voice? It's not loud enough. And that's the thing that frustrates me. People who with guns are not bad people, but how come they're not standing up? It's like, where are all the good Muslims in America saying, whoa, 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 everyone, let's not lump all of us in because we're willing to fight the good fight here, too.
Let's take that up. Interesting reaction from public figures around the world. The Israeli president said in a letter to the president of our country that Israel stands shoulder to shoulder with our American brothers after the attack on the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual community. The Palestinian prime minister said the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history is a senseless act of terror and hate, and that Palestinians stand with the American people in this difficult time. Who would have expected that from the Palestinians? It isn't the Palestinians who are the problem, by the way. It's Hamas, which is a group within Palestine. In Afghanistan, the chief executive there of the ruling party opened his weekly meeting live with his group, talking about the Orlando attack. Tell us that terrorism knows no religion, boundary, and geography. Terrorism must be eliminated. That's what the guy who runs Afghanistan said. In Kuwait, the foreign minister there said the government condemns this terrorist attack, adding that the escalation of such assaults requires a doubling down of efforts on the part of the international community to eliminate the disgusting situation, which is what you're talking about. This is a disgusting phenomenon. And it isn't just happening here. Look at what happened in Paris and in Belgium and all around the world. You can go back to the theory or the thinking or the philosophy or the reality of people who are just God. I want to use another word. These are criminals. These are mentally, whether they are mentally ill or they aren't, they're criminals. And in order to, the best way of handling them, in my mind, this is going to be tart for people, but the best possible thing happened to the guy who was a perpetrator, he got killed. That is to try to string this through some sort of capture him and take him to trial and have him face justice. He got his justice. The other people didn't. The only way you can, in one way, apply what I was saying before, if you want to use the word justice, is to give blood to help these people because they deserve to be helped. They deserve justice. They got justice in that the guy that perpetrated this is dead. But now what's the next, what other justice do they need? They need to have the freedom or they need to have the security to know they're going to be taken care of well. And not, it isn't going to be predicated on the fact that they like people of the same sex. That ship has sailed in this country. It's over. Whether you're on the ship or you're not on the ship, that ship has sailed. We are okay as a country with people who are different. It doesn't make any difference how they're different. Tall ones, short ones, fat ones, skinny ones, Republicans, Democrats, Christians, Jews, Muslims. We are a country of differences. We have our differences, but we seem to be able to live together for the most part. In circumstances like this, we scratch our head and wonder, what the hell is the story here? We do. We wonder that. We wonder it out loud. But we still have the ability to keep moving. Do we all like what's going on everywhere? No. Are we happy with the way the country is being managed? No. But do we like living here versus living anyplace else? Yep, pretty much. I can't think of another place. I think of places I'd like to live for a while, but it always comes back to, I want to be here rather than anywhere else. So, more to think about, certainly. There's 19 after the hour and good day.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a three-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Vacations are a time for something more. More time to relax with family and friends. More memories to make. And now, Vantage's family of brands is giving you more hotels and rewards. From America's and Canada's Best Value Inn to Country Heart's Signature, Jameson, and Lexington, Vantage has 1,200 hotels across North America to choose from. And our rewards program offers an instant 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Go to VantageHotels.com and start your vacation with something more.
The
Allstate non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Creatures like us can't be alone. Creatures like us, we freak. Something's got you up all night, so tell me where you're gonna call. Someone's gotta make it right now. Tell me who you're gonna call.
Hi, New Music Monday time on Good Day.
Count on me to get the job done. Said I want to really fuck.
This is
never had a plan B.
G-Eazy from the Ghostbusters soundtrack. Saw it coming. All right, I turn the microphone over to you, my friend Victoria. G-Eazy, looking for music from the current reality to get people going to see Ghostbusters who are your age instead of the people that would have seen the old Ghostbusters and they want the old music.
Well, I think that I do think the soundtrack is, they're starting to unroll it now, and we've got the first two tracks. I think Chuck Curry, our movie guy, is correct. This is going to be a big summer blockbuster. Ghostbusters, yeah. People are going to see it. Some people are upset. Yeah, I mean, people are going to see it. I'm going to see it. It's probably a lot of fun. I love the whole cast. I love the original, but sometimes, you know, a new spin on things is a good thing. So, as you're hearing now, this is G-Eazy featuring Jeremiah and Saw It Coming. This is the first single, and this is considered to be the new theme song for Ghostbusters.
Yeah. All right, so another new music item is from El King. This is also from the Ghostbusters soundtrack called Good Girls. What I find interesting and intriguing is how someone, because this stuff doesn't get written until after you see what's on the dailies, so you see it, they kind of create something around it. You see the action of the film, so what music can we create around it? I'm thinking my mind is sort of wafting off to John Williams and a couple of specials he has done, as he will take people through how they created the music for the scenes. And so
when you listen to this, you wonder,
okay, what's going on in the movie that brings us to a point of someone hears this in their head and wants to apply it to the movie?
Yeah, I can imagine this song is probably going to be used during one of the fight scenes, one of the big scenes with the ghost or something.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so anyway, that's Elle King. What do we know about her, Victoria?
she had a breakout summer last year, and she's still riding that wave from her first album. She's plays guitar, sings. She's like a pop rock, soulful girl. She's really fabulous. So it's nice to see someone who's been working at it for a long time finally get the fame that goes along with everything and the success. So she's a very cool girl, and I'm really happy for her. This is great.
We played some of her music a week or so ago, and I had told you just kind of a fun fact that she's Rob Schneider's daughter, which is kind of surprising, but I don't know if you remember that or not.
No, I do remember it. Now you tell me that, yeah. Okay, next up, New Music Monday features Fitz and the Tantrums. Somebody save your soul, cause you've been sinning in the city. I know too many troubles, all these lovers. Tune called Hand Clap from a self-titled new album, Fitz and the Tantrums.
I'm just getting to know these guys, but I like their vibe a lot. I like their sound.
I heard a new piece of music yesterday. I'm trying to remember and identify. We were talking about how good it sounded. Maybe what to me sounds good is something that sounds that's new that sounds old. Maybe it's a comfort zone. I think on Friday, didn't we play some stuff from that new Monkees album? It was this fresh stuff, but it sounds old, but yet it's new.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah. All right, let's see. What else? New Music Monday, a focus on Brandi Clark here. Second album called Big Day in a Small Town. This is Girl Next Door. Interesting theme music or thematics in the album, I think, don't you?
Yeah. Brandi Clark, Grammy nominated from her debut album. She's been a songwriter for a lot of other artists, and now, once again, doing a great, great job with her second album on her own.
We're talking off the air about, speaking of music, the music from the Tony Awards last night and how good it was. It was a very good performance. Everybody that was involved in it, I thought, did a great job. You think about it, I get down to thinking about Corden and how talented he is and all those musicians who work the beat, if you will, who spend so much time in New York on stage, but yet they all find themselves in an episode of Law and Order, which I think is really quite interesting. It really is. That franchise has done a lot for a lot of actors and actresses in New York. All right, anyway, food for thought from New Music Monday at 29 past the hour on Good Day.
Learn how to hear what is really being said. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a difference between content, or the words people use, and process, or how they say those words. In other words, content are the literal words you hear a person speak, whereas process describes the emotion behind those words. For example, if I say, "You know I love you," in a mean way, you are less likely to hear the content, "I love you," and more likely to hear the anger in the tone of my voice. The more you can listen to process over content, the more you can learn how to accurately interpret what people are trying to communicate, and the less likely you'll be to get caught up or offended by the specific words others are using. Plus, when you focus on process over content, you get to avoid being reactive to the mean things others can say when they're angry. For more on how to hear what others are really saying, visit Dr. Christian Conti.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Make this a good day. How do we deal with scary news like these sorts of attacks? 888-302-3684. Kara Schillen, Victoria Keelan here on the Good Day program as my friends. The Twitter feed, how would you best describe that, Victoria?
Our Twitter feed or just what's happening on Twitter in general?
A little of both. Yeah, a little of both.
Well, I think that, you know, Twitter is always a really good social commentary on what's happening in terms of, you know, you can see what people are most interested in and what they care the most about. And unfortunately, it was a really bad weekend for sad news. Christina Grimmie, who everyone remembers, if you're a fan of The Voice, everybody remembers this girl. And it didn't even seem real when I saw her picture come up on the Twitter feed this weekend that she had been shot and killed by 22. Deranged fan, and the horrible details that you hear, that she literally was standing there with her arms open wide, ready to hug this person, and then he walked up and shot her. It's just, it's a horrible, horrible weekend for bad news. But we do like to have a good spin on things, and it's nice to see that things like the Tony Awards from last night are still trending. Hamilton had a great night. I felt warm and fuzzy watching the Tony Awards last night to see the level of diversity. diversity that was there, to see the level of camaraderie amongst the theater community. And I thought the Tony Awards last night came at the right time. And I thought it was the first time that I've ever felt an award show paid tribute to a sad weekend and also uplifted everyone and carried everybody with them on their backs. I felt I had the most wonderful feeling of warmth watching the Tony Awards last night. It was humanity at its best, I felt, as Americans. I thought it was really, really great.
I think there was a little too much Hamilton, and it could have been a little bit more of some of the other stuff that was there. Diversity being an important key to any of our thinking, I thought it was a little over the top. But that
happened. Hamilton deserved all of that, though. I mean, you can't blame a movie that wins all the Oscars. In terms of everything and the success that Hamilton has had, and it's been groundbreaking. But I think everyone was happy that Hamilton won as much as it did, and it was certainly.
I wasn't happy that they won.
But you haven't seen Hamilton.
I know. But my point
is, who did you want to win?
I didn't. It wasn't that I didn't want anybody to win. I just wanted more diversity. I thought it was too one-sided. I thought there was too much focus on that. And then
too much focus on
The predictable nature of it. Too much focus on Hamilton being as attractive as it is.
Well, just pretend like it was Adele at the.
Am I going to be able to finish what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay. Pretend that it was Adele. All right, that's fine. Did Adele win more than her share of awards at the Emmys?
The Grammys? Yeah, she wins all the time. It's like Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift wins every award.
Yeah, it's like when, you know, a huge person puts out a brand new album and then they win everything that year. And yeah, okay, it's a little bit boring,
right,
but it doesn't mean they don't.
Let's carry it one step further. Let's talk about what, and use that philosophy to win here. I agree with what you're saying. You put it in that light. And that's why we have these conversations here, because they put things in different light that one may not have expected. And so I look across every single news service that I use to figure out what's going on in the world. Associated Press, Reuters, New York Times, Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, The Guardian, The Daily Mail, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, my local newspapers. I said CBS, I think, didn't I? And every single headline on every single page is about Orlando. It's like there's nothing else going on in the world. I'm going over to BuzzFeed now. And there's a focus on the Harry Potter character who... remember last week,
J.K. Rowling, yeah.
Was talking about the controversy about the black person playing Hermione, and that sort of speaks to what you were talking about a minute ago in terms of diversity. What the hell difference does it make to the story whether the person playing the role is black or white? Anyway, but this is part of what we're dealing with here in our reality, as to use the phrase that I used in the last half hour, as everything changes, things are changing. So we are frustrated because we don't see what the end is. We'd like to think that because we're more accepting of different lifestyles, different experiences, that everything's going to be okay with that. And it is with reasonable people. You and I are okay with it. We're all pretty reasonable people. But what you forget about is that there are a number of unreasonable people who are also on this planet with us, for whatever the lesson. So you look at this circumstance, 50 people are dead, 53 at least injured. Is it an act of terrorism? The debate has started, and I don't find it very soothing. I think that's the, I kind of am a Pollyanna. I like to think that I'm maybe like Mr. Rogers, in a sense. Mr. Rogers, who dealt... You two probably both grew up with Mr. Rogers to a point.
Mm-hmm.
What he said, that show was for children, but it was a great show for adults, too, if you ever watched it.
You know, I was actually going to say something related to that, and I don't know if you saw, but Mike Rowe, who was the host of Dirty Jobs and someone who's been on a few different shows, told a story on his Facebook page.
The Ford commercial.
Yeah. He's someone, I used to watch that show all the time when I was growing up, and he's someone that I respect, and he had posted on his Facebook page yesterday that he was on a plane, and there was a 10-year-old boy in front of him who was obviously trying to come to terms. He just couldn't understand what was going on with the situation and how to deal with it. And he said, he quoted Mr. Rogers when he was talking to him, and he said, when I was a boy, I would see scary things in the news, and my mother would say to me, look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping. From Mr. Rogers. And I just feel like that's such an important takeaway for today.
It is. That we
can all be helpers. And you said you were going to donate blood. I'm going to donate blood after the show. And even if it doesn't go to these people, it will help someone.
Thank you. You just capped what I was thinking. I think that's a great cap on, I mean, what Mr. Rogers had to say. The other conversation ought to be about what it is like to have the freedom that we have and to not take responsibility for having. Because if you deny responsibility, it destroys freedom. And there are a lot of people like this guy who has gone a long way, and the others who commit these acts have gone a long way to destroy or try to destroy our freedom. And with these acts come more government, more intrusion. We have become much less free as we have become bigger and more diverse. We just have. I grew up in a town that is very diverse, is now, was when I was a kid. I learned a lot about what was the rest of the... I grew up in a white, pretty upscale neighborhood. I still live in the same neighborhood where I grew up. And I've got to tell you that I'm pretty white and I'm pretty upscale. So I grew up around the atmosphere in which I lived, and it bred into me something, I guess. I admit to having that influence, although I say proudly that I am where I am because of my own work, not because somebody gave it to me. Now, having said that, there's nothing wrong with that if you have a part in it. But being responsible with what you have or what you do or what you say, are we all always going to be that way? No. I've said, are you kidding? I've been on the air for a long time. And I'm on the air 5 or 6 hours a day, 5 or 6 days a week, and there are plenty of times I look back and think to myself, Jesus, did I say that? what a stupid, why did I say that after I say it? But it's part of learning and growing. And that's what we do. That's what this country allows us to do, to be free to make mistakes, to do stupid things, to do things that we need to be held accountable for. I'm not always sure that all of us are held accountable for the wrong that we do, or those who do good and right are praised enough for it. I think there's a false sense of praise which we give to kids growing up now who have no sense of really what's good, what good work is all. Everybody gets an award for things, and then everybody's been plasticized. Everybody's been vanillaized. And I object to that. I don't think you get what this country stands for if it's too easy to get things done. But having said that, not everybody is capable of doing. There are people who resent me maybe or others who have worked hard and gotten something for it. There have been plenty of challenges along the way. We all have challenges. It depends on what our suits are. We are challenged in different ways. Some of us challenge more socially than others, some more financially, some more in the wisdom department are challenged, some the health and well-being. There are all kinds of challenges. This thing today is a challenge. And how we deal with it is what, tomorrow, how will we have answered the challenge? And I say to you, the best thing you can do today is go give blood. That's it. Otherwise, all the jawing about this thing is going to bring us no place because we're not ready to be someplace yet. I don't know when it's going to be, but I'll bet you that at the end of the day, we'll talk about this for a couple of days, and then it goes poof off into, because the perpetrator's dead. The responsibility for figuring out why this guy had guns in the mental condition he was in. Okay, we're going to talk about that for a while. And these clowns at the NRA, I say that the leadership, I belong to the NRA. I have no use for the people who run the organization because I think they're jackasses. They don't deal with what the real problems are. And they don't want to deal with what the real problems are because they're interested in their own self-interest. Okay, that's swell. But at some point, somebody's got to get up and say, it's like what I said when I was addressing some people a week or so ago, and I say it on the radio all the time. If we had, and I'm not the creator of this idea, but I saw it and I thought it was great, if members of Congress and the Senate wore an outfit that was like the NASCAR operator so we could see who bought and paid for them, then you'd have something. Because people would be, it's like looking at your tax return. Rich McFadden, who's an important part, has been a cog in the wheel of this program for a long time, got us all to think a lot about something very simple. Look at your pay stub. If you don't work for yourself, you work for somebody else, look at your pay stub and see how much you're paying in taxes. And then think about where that money goes. Are you happy with where it goes? In the case of law and order, I saw so much overkill, if you'll pardon the pun. Yesterday, all those damn SWAT trucks all over the place. I was like, we have an army. In every community, we got an army. We armed ourselves. What do you think's going to happen when guys like this go nuts? We've armed ourselves on both sides to the teeth. There's going to be an explosion like nuclear stuff. At some point, either you got to get rid of all of it and start from scratch, which isn't going to happen unless we destroy ourselves. And then it'll happen as a, you know, it's kind of like a wave of new water. But there has to be a change in thinking in order for all of this stuff to stop. Otherwise, it will not stop. And there'll be people that unfortunately will be victims that maybe you'll know down the road. But for today, think about giving blood. 48 past the hour on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Dad. Ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Hey, I'm Paul, the guy who used to ask if you could hear me now on Verizon. Not anymore. I switched to Sprint. Yeah, you heard that right. I switched to Sprint. It's 2016, folks, and every network is great. In fact, Sprint's reliability is now within 1% of Verizon's. 1%.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Let's get to our tech talk time. It's 53 past the hour here on Good Day. Gawker has filed for Chapter 11. I'm laughing at this. Who among us that has a more than a pea for a brain thought that they were going to pay the $140 million to Hulk Hogan? They ain't got to do that. They found a way out. They say they've got $500 million in liabilities and $100 million in cash. Okay, so we'll declare bankruptcy. Hulk Hogan will get a nickel, and that'll be the end of that. Well, it may or may not go around, but we'll talk about it in a second because I want to know more about Gawker itself. So that's up next here on Good Day.
Hey, I'm Paul, the guy who used to ask if you could hear me now on Verizon. Not anymore. I switched to Sprint. Yeah, you heard that right. I switched to Sprint. It's 2016, folks, and every network is great. In fact, Sprint's reliability is now within 1% of Verizon's. 1%! But Sprint is saving you 50% on those Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rate plans. That's right. A great network, half the rate. I switched, and millions more have too. Can you hear that? Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/network, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Reliability claim based on third-party drive test average savings until 5/31/18 after payful amount subject to $30 activation fee, credit and valid port, and apply to Verizon plan 1-3-6-12-18-20-25-30-40-50 gigabytes. AT&T mobile share value 300 megabytes and 2-5-15-20-25-30-40-50 gigabytes. T-Mobile simple choice to use 10 gigabytes. Carrier features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, tethering and cloud options that other carrier plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Offer coverage not everywhere for all phones. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a 3-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Are you living with pain?
So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried one-hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
All right, let's get to the bottom of this Gawker story, Victoria. They filed for Chapter 11. Peter Thiel is the guy who put up the money for Hulk Hogan to sue Nick Denton and Gawker because he didn't like what Gawker Media had to say about him. And so now it looks like Thiel has his day in a way because he wasn't getting any money out of this anyway. He put up the dough to get Hulk Hogan to go to court, so Hulk Hogan's not going to get his money.
Right.
But what was Gawker really all about?
Gawker was just a blog that started following celebrities around, and it was probably the first...
Like TMZ, that sort of thing?
Yes, exactly. Gawker was the TMZ of its time. TMZ quickly spiraled into TV and much more high profile, but Gawker originally was people phoning in a tip. Oh, I just saw someone famous at a restaurant in New York City somewhere, and then it started that way, and then they had this, what they did, which... Now, looking back on it, at the time, people thought it was cool, but when you look back on it now, it's probably really dangerous for stalkers and everything. But they had, like, an interactive GPS of celebrity sightings on their map. So you could go on to Gawker's site, and you could see this person was spotted here, George Clooney's eating at this restaurant now, someone's over here at shopping at Bloomingdale's. I mean, it really started that way, and I think that was for regular people, and then, it, of course, when paparazzi starts making money off of it.
Yeah.
And it turns into a much bigger thing. But yeah, celebrity gossip is breaking news, things like that. That's what it's all based on. They have other properties as well. Jezebel is a younger celebrity blog site. Deadspin is another property that they have. So I guess they're all filing for Chapter 11 under one umbrella. And now they're saying that publisher Ziff Davis might come in and buy the entire operation for less than $100 million.
So that means all the people who are debtors... Or indebted, the people who are indebted, let's turn this around. The people are debtors are going to get, no, the debtor is the person that owes the money. The debtee, what is the person? Anyway, the people who are owed money
by Gawker
are
going
to get screwed.
Right.
Yeah, right, they're going to get anything. So that's how it works. There's more... than technology here. It's how the system works. And in many instances, the Chapter 11 or bankruptcy laws and rules are abused by people.
Absolutely.
What comes to mind? Ah, there's Donald Trump who's got... I'm sure that name just jumped right out into the minds of a lot of people. Oh, he's just used the system. Okay. So, Gawker. What a name. Think about that. 59, what's in a name? 59 after the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.